Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Almon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rucker. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Cabell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tom Underwood now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rucker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Rucker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Conroy now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Almon reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to third. Burrows moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Kelvin Moore. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. Burrows moves to third. Murphy moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burrows tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mike Davis pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Tony Phillips. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Page out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Dan Meyer now playing first base. Mike Davis now playing right field. Daryl Saez now catching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.